What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talking Shop on a Wednesday. Kind of, sort of. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozing with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozing with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund Talking Shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talking Shop Patreon. So enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talking Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
Hoot. Gallows is going to throw up.
Oh, yeah.
What are you drinking, Hoot?
Me?
Yeah, both of y'all.
I'm drinking a high boot cocktail, which is a little touch of vodka, which is very, very regulated by the wife. And ginger beer, which she likes to drink now.
Ginger beer.
Oh,
is nice.
Ginger beer is good. So it's like kind of like a Moscow Mule kind of thing.
Yeah,
I have a Talking Shop beer. Yeah. Then I have a mixture of Corona seltzer, vodka, and red wine because I just kept pouring everything in one cup during the Cash Daniels promo.
that's what you were saying, was that it's a mixture of the beer, of the Natty Ice, the wine, and the liquor. And I knew that it was what you meant was it's all of that in one.
It's a fucking Heinz 57, brother.
I don't know if you're in there with us or not. We went to the Delta Lounge, and Tama was like, "What y'all drinking there, Famous Hoot?" And I was like, "Man, this is a Bloody Mary, bro. Let me make this shit for you." He goes, "All right, I'll take one, dog. I'll take one."
Jesus.
He took a big sip of it. He goes, "God damn, that's some terrible shit, dog. That's like some nasty ass, just straight up cold ketchup, nasty."
Like, I'm sorry, dog. Dude, that's like your boy Abyss, man. We were flying to India for the second time. I was doing these India things that they had going on from TNA or whatever. And I heard the boys call him the Party Monster, but I was like, I didn't really know why. I didn't really know like a lot of the TNA brothers really well. And I was up, and it was one of those like lounges where it's a free pour. So like, I'm like, oh, I'm making a brother cocktail, I'm getting wine. Like, it's this big 16-hour flight. Like, I gotta have a buzz for this shit.
Well, naturally.
And Abyss goes, "Hey, bro, let's just stand up here and see how much we can drink." And I'm like, I'm like a fucking almost 300-pound brother, and this is a way bigger brother than me. And he starts drinking wine, whiskey, vodka, beer, Rumpelmintz, but like in a row. I got fucking hammered in 8.5 minutes and like had to hold on to the back of his fanny pack to be got on the plane. And he's just walking like he's fine. And then, you know me, I have the big kick out like fucking 5 hours into the flight. And I wake up like, "Where are the boys?" And Abyss is like, fucking Party Monster's real. He drank fucking 257 ounces of liquor in 4 minutes. Of course he's going to be knocked out for 10 hours. That was my goal. I just fucking missed the mark by far.
Hey, next week, maybe next week on Patreon, if you guys remind me, or if you remind Rocky, or email Rocky, email Talking Shop something, I'll tell the story next week on Talking Shop. The last time we came back from Saudi Arabia, Gallows is fire up on the flight back from Saudi Arabia. I'll tell that motherfucker fool.
Fuck you, man.
Because, well, we didn't want to go back after that debacle. And next time,
do you remember my fire up on the first one where I got 205 brothers didn't like me anymore. I'm the jolliest guy in the locker room, but I started cutting promos left and right.
You had big guy.
Let's not tell all those yet. Let me just break this up. We went to Saudi Arabia the very first time. Gallo's fired up on a couple people for whatever reason.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, something happens over there. We get stuck over there for whatever. That's a whole other story we can talk about when we get stuck in Saudi Arabia.
The 17
obviously
episodes,
can't wait to talk about that. And then the last time we went to Saudi Arabia, Gallo's dumped his wife before we got on the plane. So we're going to talk about that too. All accidentally, everything. That's a whole other. I mean, they're obviously back together. I mean, but like it wasn't even a real dump. It was like he woke up and went, oh no, I broke up with my wife.
It was a 3-hour sabbatical because.
And he can't message her because we're flying to Saudi Arabia.
You want to talk about real stress when you overhoot and you have no contact?
Hey,
she was running away with Jacques Rougeau or something after that.
How about real stress when you break up with your wife and you get on a plane to go to Saudi Arabia and you wake up in Saudi Arabia and go, uh-oh.
I have royally fucked this up.
I'm crying. Again.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. What else? Is that it?
We got some questions we might as well field. We got a couple.
No, fuck them.
All right. Talk to
them. This comes from, this is a fake name, Honda and his virginity.
Oh,
on Twitter.
For fuck's sakes. What are you, pissing Honda's brother from the Mike Tyson punch out years?
Is it true that Carl Anderson was in the finals of the G1 climax?
No.
Fuck, I might be in this year's G1.
Never know.
If the country will open back up.
Okay, hey, brother.
This is a very serious question, actually. J-Wag asks, did Reptile ever make it to Puerto Rico?
Well, I'm getting text messages left and right that I've been kind of ignoring and leaving them on red. So if you want to, because this is a Patreon exclusive, you want to call them?
Yeah. I think we got to call them.
Let's call them. Let's get them on. Maybe we get them on the line?
I'll dial them up right now.
Okay.
Thanks, Emilio. You're a good kid there.
Hello?
Damn it.
Reptile?
Yes?
Amigo, ¿cómo estás?
Usted. Me llamo Reptile.
Oh.
What the fuck does usted mean? Fuck you, Reptile.
Yeah, don't say fuck me. You sent me down here in 2016 when you do the Jericho Talking Shop to get a booking from the Carlos Colon, and now I'm sitting alone on the beach with no home.
That's awful.
Yes, I have to cover up with pine trees and palm trees, fronds, and I don't get to drink the rum. And Carlos Colon, I see him on the TV. He does the bleeding, but he won't book me on the television show, so I don't have the money.
Oh, man.
So now I have to sell seashells.
You're selling seashells by the seashore?
Yes, and the seashell business is bad because they are free.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like
you're
banking.
You're a son of a bitch and I have to go. I'm stuck in Puerto Rico. Goodbye.
Fuck out of here, Reptile.
Jeez.
What a fucking sad situation that was.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys set that guy up for failure like
he's
that.
He's a prick.
What a dick.
What Primo, did happen? What,
Primo
yeah, what,
did
tell,
it.
Yeah, tell that story.
Well, I mean, you know.
Give us a quick version.
The Colognes sent him down there to work for their dad, but... Hold on. Carlos Colon on the phone, but
I guess it didn't go through
the booking office properly. And then when Reptile arrives, he doesn't think that it's a real booking. And I guess Carlos might have told him to fuck off. I don't know. I don't ask questions down there. The first time I was there, I got paid in the bathroom in cash, and that's a shoot. It was very nerve-wracking. If you watch Dark Side of the Ring or Red Indians Wrestling,
you're not trying to go to any bathroom.
Listen, I'm not going to shit for a weekend. Just let me do my thing.
It was Jericho, me, Gallows, Primo. Primo Colon called his father, the famous promoter in Puerto Rico, his on
legendary
on the podcast. His dad
in the middle of the fucking night, too.
His dad answers
and wakes him up.
And Primo says, Hola, papa. Can you book Reptile? Reptile talks. And then all of a sudden, he goes, will you book me? And his dad goes, Yep.
Just hang the fucking phone up, brother.
Fuck it. And then Jericho goes into Jericho mode, like fucking legendary promoter Carlos Colon. Fucking, he booked Reptile. What the fuck?
The Reptile was supposed to have a job, but he's been sitting there fucking penniless for years.
Oh, I feel bad for Reptile. Should we take another question?
I'm gonna send him some palm fronds in the mail.
This one's from OC Steve. He asks, will the Guid brothers, I think he means good, but it's spelled.
He meant the Gouda brothers because he loves their affinity for cheese. Yeah.
Right. Will the Gouda brothers team up with Chico El Luchador?
Oh, hell yeah. You know, I can't wait to see Chico in the, you know, because Chico wasn't when, you know, Talking Shop first came about, Chico wasn't part of the, you know, he wasn't part of the whole crew yet.
No, not yet.
Well, no, but you know me, like my finger always kind of, I try to stay on the pulse and see what the boys are doing. I heard he's a real pain in the ass to work with. I
real
heard
prick to deal with.
Yeah. He shows up and he asks for more money, especially in cash. And I heard he's got a drug problem. So
who does he,
like, this is Patreon. Like?
What's that?
Who's that sound like?
I don't know.
Sex Ferguson.
Sex Ferguson.
I think that those two are going to have it out someday, you know, in this Talking Shop world.
It's taken me 5 years to understand sex, and I finally do.
You know, this is probably a good time to talk about the brand new Sex Ferguson show that's on Patreon. It's available for Famous Hoot tier and Big Hoot tier.
That's on the Big Hoot tier as well?
Yeah, it sure is. Yep. And you're getting access to a weekly show that will drop new episodes every Saturday of the Sex Chronicles.
This creates is a shoot, problems too, on levels this that you shoot. Don't under fucking stand.
Yeah. Hey, this is a shoot. John Cena used to make his bus driver watch Sex Ferguson videos on his bus.
No
he
way.
He also
before we came back to the before we came to New York and
he also made his movie agent watch it in a limousine to the point where the ex social media guy was like, I didn't know how to interfere because it was so awkward because obviously the agent doesn't care, but John's laughing his nuts off at Sex Ferguson. So like you gotta get that humor, which I mean I get. I think sex is hilarious.
Is this why you made me send you those videos so many fucking times?
Yes.
Straight for John Cena to show Hollywood agents.
But I can do it. Yeah, it worked out really good. Look at me now. Sex is an A-lister.
Yeah, so is Chico. So are you.
You know, I gotta listen, this is a fucking candid Talking Shop exclusive too. Have you guys seen Johnny Swinger and Impact?
I've not seen what I want to see yet.
I've seen a couple of clips when he wrestled the older brother.
Yeah, Mike Jackson. That was good shit.
That was cool shit.
I know that guy. That's fuck going for days, but we don't have that kind of time. We'll talk about my Mike Jackson life later. But someone said, I think that Sex should team with Johnny Swinger. And I was like,
saw that too.
Maybe Sex should team with Johnny Swinger. I love Johnny Swinger, but Sex is the gimmick, brother. There's a lot of people out there that try to, you know, do the gimmick, but Sex is the gimmick. Johnny's going to have to stay on the apron.
I've had enough Sex Ferguson. Any more questions? I've had enough Sex Ferguson the last couple of days. That's for fucking sure. I don't even know. He pops me all the time now. It pops me more knowing how drunk he's getting as he's making these videos.
All right. This is from.
How'd you feel this morning, Gallows, after doing Sex Ferguson taping all day?
I didn't have a drink until we started recording Talking Shop. I can tell you that.
So you just barely started feeling better like an hour ago?
Probably moving slow. Huh?
Yeah, I took a naproxen and a fucking acetaminophen and some pre-workout just to do this.
Let's do this last question. Ryan Gotham on Twitter, he asks, what's your favorite food to eat on the road?
For medium-sized hoot and famous hoot and big hoot, we always go to Japanese because we miss it so fucking bad. And sometimes it ends up bad. Ask Tamina Snuka.
Yeah. You know, if we can, we like to get sushi. Sushi is no matter what, if we have an opportunity to get sushi, we always look up sushi. But if it's closed or whatever, like if you're trying to go with like a Cracker Barrel or something like that, I think we always looked at Applebee's. At least we can get a blood and you can get a little steak or a chicken.
My wife just talks so much shit about us like an Applebee's on the road and how like terrible Applebee's is. I'm like, you haven't tried Applebee's in years.
Applebee's is a party.
Always consistent.
They got great party specials all night long. They got an awesome bar. Like, you got to put the Applebee's of 05 out of your head. Applebee's is a whole new fucking thing.
Yeah, no. Just,
Applebee's 2020 is
the shit. I want Applebee's as a sponsor.
They got great burgers and they serve red wine, which we really know what shitty wine is?
No. We know this. Would you like the 6 or the 9? The 9.
Yeah. The 6-ounce pour, the 9-ounce pour. I mean, I look at her like she's fucking like the waiter or waitress is fucking stupid.
I'll take the 9, you idiot.
It's smaller. Yeah, if we can find an Applebee's or like a, you know, fuck. Anywhere. really anything that's anything that'll serve a little blood and some it's yeah, a food. We're gonna
make. I can't wait to do a live talking shop after party at Applebee's.
And we have no affiliation business wise. We're just fucking loving that we're at Applebee's. Yes.
But you know that's
telling people to order steaks.
That's a fun question to ask Rock though too, because I remember when you know out and being in Japan for as long as I was and as Gallows was too is. You know, you get to a fucking city sometimes and there's nothing open except for a convenience store. So, you go to the convenience store and you grab a couple of eggs or whatever you can get or a sandwich or whatever and a couple right. beers or try to fall asleep or something. Or you try to search for places that don't really speak English or have English on the side. You don't know what you're doing. You walk in sometimes and the Japanese local aren't real happy that you walk in sometimes.
Especially we come late and they know that we're going to drink a shitload when we're asking them like, can we get a nomehodai? Which means like... you can drink for like an hour and a half or whatever.
They're just like,
and
they're rolling their eyes.
Yeah, they're like, oh shit.
This is actually a real question because you've been on the different side of the bad guy, good guy, heel, babyface, whatever faction thing. If you roll into a town Rock and like even when we're there, you can't hang out with us. If it's a non-spizzancer where they're not taking you, like, what do you look for? What's the value? What's a good drinking spot? Like if you could have a choice of your top five and they're open, what do you
We're going to sushi's on the top five, you know, but then we're going to get an all you can drink. So we're mostly looking for like what they call yakiniku, which is like a Japanese barbecue, Korean barbecue spot.
Yeah.
You can grill your own meat. And we're looking for the ones that have an all you can drink for at least 90 minutes.
Remember the yakiniku with Fale that time?
I mean, yeah, that time when we were pulling up, I said, hey, Fale, you want to get some sushi tonight? And he goes, no, man, there's a Gyukaku down the road, which is a really famous Korean barbecue.
Oh, you can eat, all you can drink. Right. Yeah.
And I go, all right, I guess we're having Gyukaku, huh?
Yeah. Like, have it your way, big man. We're going.
All right, big buddy.
The funny thing, though, is like when somebody like locally tells you like, hey, you should eat this like a Gyukaku as opposed to like sushi, because one time I didn't listen to Retsuzuna. He told me, we're like, oh man, we're looking for a sushi spot. And he goes, oh, you don't want to eat sushi here. We're too far from the ocean. We're like dying for sushi. So we went to the sushi spot and we all got fucking so sick from the sushi after. Like for like a week, we're like fucking shitting everywhere. And like everybody puked like that night. And everybody's like, did anybody get sick? We're all like look green on the fucking bus.
These days, we're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed. We're talking 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carb in each serving. That's only 140 calories a bowl. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box. The available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. Magic Spoon just recently brought back these two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle, permanently. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quick. You should make sure to get these again or try them for the first time. They're delicious and indulgent. Magic Spoon is healthy yet delicious, and it's perfect for a guiltless midnight snack. Go to magicspoon.com/hoots to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code HOOTS at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money with no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/hoots. That's H-O-O-T-S. And use the code HOOTS to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Talkin' Chop.
All right, so as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talkin' Chop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now, become a member. You get all sorts of cool stuff. You get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson. You get Domesticated Doc. You get Azucar Rocky Romero. You get Boozing with the Boys. You get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talkin' Chop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel, that's in the episode notes as well, and subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is bye.